T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bob Bartles, the Steamfitters local manager there, big construction site, one of those giant Midtown Manhattan. Boy, I'm glad we don't say Midtown Philadelphia. There was once a guy who was more of a New York coast who was here for a while. Good guy, but he used to say, is that in Midtown Philadelphia?
Oh,
my God, stop it.
Center City.
Midtown. Yes, right. It's like Central Jersey. There is no such place. Stop it. Okay. This was as good to me, it looked, as Trump in the fast food places that we've talked about in his element. And I came to a conclusion. I'll play you Bartles here talking about Trump. That if Donald Trump can't break through more, he's broken through somewhat, then I don't know what Republicans have to do to break through with these unions. Somebody's got to explain it to me. And the bottom line, I guess, is they're just told from the time they're little, union, Democrat. They'll give you something. Be in a union, you're with the Democrats for life, and that's it. Here's what Bartle said, the head of the Steamfitters, who was on the scene this morning as people are chanting Trump 4 more years in USA, USA. Here's what he had to say. Cut 7.
It was great to see the president come and engaging with the blue collar worker of New York City. We basically built New York. The union movement has made the middle class. And we are very patriotic union and we are pro-America. So my members right now, I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We are living it every day in New York City.
So is there pressure from union heads to vote a certain way?
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to get a lot of phone calls after this interview, but like I've told other people, I don't work for my international union. I work for my members. I represent my members, and I wish every politician that was elected to any office would remember they work for their constituents that vote for them. They don't work for themselves.
Now, wait a minute. Is that guy still? Don't be standing on the fourth floor of the building. You heard what he said. Dan, I'd love to get him on. Because that's my gripe. He's exactly right. He said it there. These unions, by and large. But are they patriotic and pro-American? No, not at the top. Anybody that goes, particularly with these national Democrats, be it Biden and the whole clack, you are not traditional patriotic Americans. They are in opposition to that. It's obvious. Look at their shock troops on college campuses and over there at Eastern High School. Take a look at that. And that's what they are. 855-839-1210. All right. She's in the courtroom trying to get out to the ring. The ring here to talk with us. Caroline Levitt here coming up. But this guy's saying something really important. And if Trump can't break through. He's not breaking through with the international, the endorsement. That's where all the money goes and all the rest of it. How the you got to understand this, and I go through this all the time with people. You know, people want to tell me, well, he just said it too. People in that union, by and large, are going to vote for Trump. They want to negate the endorsement part, the branding, wrapping yourself in it. I know people want to dismiss that. I think you're crazy. Why do you think Biden wants to wrap himself in, I got my rosary beads, I'm a devout Catholic, and then abortion at the same time? There's power in that wrapper, that brand, that endorsement. Dan?
I feel kind of special. I'm like texting someone who's right there during recess. So it just went into recess court. And because it's in recess, you would think that would be a better opportunity for us to hear from Caroline. But regrettably, she's been called into a meeting with the president. I guess the president's team is meeting now.
Put him on right now. We can help him out. I'm serious. You never know. He might pick up the phone. I will ask him why we've never played golf after that one time. But Mitt Romney could never have been at that construction. Picture Mitt Romney at that construction site. Or any number of these Republicans. But even Trump can only break through so far. What is the hold? It's obvious that the people that Bartles and Bartles himself are talking about, that the Democrat Party is no longer your party. And I know it's hard because some of these Republicans are so stuffy and just kind of, you feel they don't come from the same background or stuff. But you got a binary choice here between Trump and Biden. When you get to the international brotherhood of X, Y, and Z of steam fitters and all, you know what's going to happen. How do you break through this? It is one of the more remarkable things. The average person in the, now, the persons in the SEIU, the teachers' unions and all, they're right in step with the more radical elements that you see at Columbia University, et cetera. But these guys built in New York, they're not in step with these gluten-free people in those tents. Not in the slightest, but they're all in this consortium called the Democrat Party. And it's remarkable, how in the world do you break through? Well, their argument is Trump didn't give them anything. He's not. And they try to argue that. And I differ. I've seen Trump do any number of things policy-wise. And his sensibilities are in touch with them versus other Republicans.
I love watching the live shot on Fox News and the president walking by during recess, and following him is the person that's supposed to be on with us right now.
Yeah. All right. So the Pecker testimony continues in New York. Trump, one of the things they said he should be gagged for, he said David Peck has been very nice. They said that's a threat. He's telling him better remain nice or trouble's going to happen for him. Oh, my God. It's just another off-the-cuff thing. But isn't this really, I know people turned on to the rally. We're going to see it in Wildwood. And there's upside to that. We think 40 or 50,000 people are coming. We're going to be there, I think. So all that is good, but the real Trump is in these moments like this morning with people on the construction site at 6 a.m. chanting USA, Trump, and four more years. And there's no way that any other Republican that I can think of, maybe a few coming up. I don't know, maybe let's think of some of the Republicans who ran. Can Chris Christie be out there? Yeah, probably not. I don't see that as easily. Vivek, maybe Mike Pence. No, I don't think so. I'm going through all the good. Nikki Haley. I'm trying to think of their reception.
Sloppy Chris Christie.
I'm not sure that there's a certain aura. There's a certain number.
Chris Christie, who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slub.
And Biden, they're not cheering Biden because of anything. Biden mocking Trump's hair yesterday. Hey, Joe, go get replugged there.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not hear that.
He talked about at the North American, that McGarvey guy. He talked about Trump saying inject bleach into your veins, and he said the bleach went to his hair. Okay, if I had those plugs, I wouldn't be doing the hair jokes.
I have the audio. You want that?
Yeah, let's hear some of Biden.
Donald Trump still thinks windmills cause cancer. That's what he said. By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair.
Who are those people there that have that type of pro-Biden type of thing? And how much of these union events really are just AstroTurf? I remember when I had on the head of the building trades, Iding. Wouldn't come on again, Dan, after this. He's the one that arranged union members over at Penn's Landing, mandatory to come and show up and do a parade along with people here illegally and how much they supported him, supported them. Now, I'm going to believe those guys I go by every day, like the ones over here building the building you're in. They're, oh, yeah, bring those people in illegally to undercut us. That's America. I'm believing that stuff. They're a scam. Not the idea of a union, but the idea of what they are, just shills, particularly for a guy like Biden. 855-839-1210, you get in. All right, side question today. All-time bad idea. I said communism. That's the winner the last time. That's something you have to beat. Let's go to Mark in Westchester. Hey, Mark, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good, Mark.
I saw robotic dogs with flamethrowers attached to their backs.
Yeah, that's right.
Believe it or not. And they're legal in every state but one.
What state is that?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I forgot it was on maybe CBS News last night, but there's only one state that it's not legal in, so...
Wow.
Have at it, folks.
It's called the Therminator, Dom, and it's only $9,420. LiDAR sensors and everything, has a flamethrower on its back. It's a robot you can buy, and why?
What could go wrong?
So they're not considered firearms by federal agencies. Specific restrictions exist in Maryland, where flamethrowers require a federal firearms license to own, and California, where the range of flamethrowers cannot exceed 10 feet. Otherwise, besides those two states, it's allegedly perfectly legal, Dom.
That is a good one. Thank you, Mark. Thanks. I didn't see that report. All right, flamethrowers. We'll see it in Philadelphia soon.
Flamethrowing dogs. Robot dogs with flamethrowers on their backs. Terminators.
All right, let's go to John in Yardley. Hey, John, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I love the show. I love listening to you every chance I get.
Thank you, John.
I think I have maybe the worst decision with the most horrific consequences in all of human history. And that was whatever idiot decided to bring back the slow walk, to have the British troops climb out of the trenches in World War I and walk slowly towards the German machine gunners, apparently to confuse them.
Wow, yeah, that's right. The casualties, was that the Battle of Verdun?
the Somme and then Passchendaele. I believe they had 50,000 casualties in one day.
Yeah. The biggest battle, I think there were 1 million in total, even though that seems hard to believe. But you're right. Let's confuse them by going slower. Very good one, John. Thank you. Thanks for the compliment, too. Just the whole how they meandered into World War One and didn't want to get there. I have not read enough about World War One. The reason is I'm fascinated by World War Two. But, John, that's a good one. That is a huge, huge mistake. All right, so it could be a fun one, the flame-throwing robot dogs, or it could be, let's walk slowly. That will confuse them as they're mowing us down. Take some time, eat your sandwich, and return to machine gun fire. Good one, John. All right, we hope to speak with the spokesperson somehow or another. President Trump has her there in recess. I don't know. Tell him we're scheduled right now. Got to go. Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. I mentioned the union guys, and I mentioned this whole thing about illegal immigration. Coming up, Axios says that vast number of Americans now support, much more than before, mass deportations if Trump is elected. Would Trump really do that? Is it doable? And we've talked about this over the years. A lot of talk radio people support it, but the numbers are increasing every day. And people used to go, look, I don't like this, but deporting millions of people, should we really do that? I'll give you the results here on Talk Radio 1210. We're seeing in Philadelphia today more of what we've seen around the country, Temple, Penn particularly. They don't want any listening session. They know what they want. They want Palestine. And when you confront them with, well, that would mean, what are you going to do with the Jews that are there? That'd be the first question I'd ask. Well, they'll live there in peace. Co-government or something. I don't think they'll say that. When asked about what river, what sea they're talking about, they have no idea. But it's not just ignorance. It's entitlement. It's the fun they're deriving from doing this nonsense and cowing everybody with their disruptions. All right, in the immunity case, Sammy Alito, my favorite. I think he's the only Supreme Court judge I've interviewed. That I remember, yeah, I think 7 times with him, mainly on the Phillies, but I would swerve in. Come on, Judge, what are you going to rule with this? Just kidding him. He went after the White House counsel today on this issue of presidential immunity and President Trump, and he brought up the sacred, the holy of holies. That is FDR and what he did to Japanese Americans. And Alito made the point. Page 42 of your brief, you say that others have identified events in the past where presidents have engaged in conduct that might have been charged as a federal crime. And you say, well, no, that's not really true. Page 42 of your brief. So what about President FDR's decision to intern Japanese Americans? Couldn't that have been charged under 18 U.S.C. 24-241? Conspiracy against civil rights. Yeah, putting people in internment camps. What about that? So there is a real...
The audio if you want that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, one sec. There's a real argument to be made here that this should go back and we should determine the parameters of the stuff that Trump's done and does it exceed what a president's immunity is under criminal charges. It doesn't mean. And I'm not going to be some hack firing away and saying, well, if the president wants to kill somebody, that's his right. He's got absolute immunity. That's not true. And FDR could have been charged with that. Should he have been charged with that after he's out of office? I would say no. That's a decision a president made with a competing interest of national security. It was the wrong decision, but I wouldn't be charging him. So if we're not going to charge FDR, Alito's making a case, why are we charging Trump here in this as a matter of course, rather than looking at each individual act and seeing if any of them exceed presidential authority? Here's what he said to the counsel.
So I have both Alito, and then I also have a clip, Dom, of John Sire right. with Justice KBG, the regime you've described as one we've operated for over 234 years, disagreeing with her. So
okay.
Which one did
yeah,
you
Yeah, let's start with Alito.
Okay, here you go.
Mr. Sauer and others have identified events in the past where presidents have engaged in conduct that might have been charged as a federal crime. And you say, well, no, that's not really true. This is page 42 of your brief. So what about President Franklin D. Roosevelt's decision to intern Japanese Americans during World War II? Couldn't that have been charged under 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against civil rights?
Today, yes, given this court's decision in Trump versus United States, in which Trump versus Hawaii, where the court said Korematsu was overruled. I mean, President Roosevelt made that decision with the advice of his attorney general. That's a layer of
safeguard. Is that really true? I thought Attorney General Biddle thought that there was really no threat of sabotage, as did J. Edgar Hoover.
So I think that there is a lot of historical controversy, but it underscores that that occurred during wartime. It implicates a potential commander-in-chief concerns about the exigencies of national defense that might provide an as-applied Article II challenge at the time. I'm not suggesting today, but the idea that a decision that was made and ultimately endorsed by this court, perhaps wrongly, in the Korematsu case, would support criminal prosecution under 241, which requires under United States versus Lanier that the right have been made specific so that there is notice to the president, I don't think that would have been satisfied.
All right.
All right. I differ here that Alito is the one that's on point. And what this is about is going after Trump. But that doesn't mean the counter by Trump's attorneys today, some of them saying almost anything would be okay. Here's an exchange with Sauer, who's one of the Trump attorneys, Dan?
Yeah.
Yes. Talking about this with Justice Brown and telling her, well, he believes these are the rules that we've been under the Constitution for 234 years. Here's that exchange.
Which will.
No, I'm also let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office? It's right now the fact that we're having this debate because OLC has said that presidents might be prosecuted. Presidents from the beginning of time have understood that that's a possibility. That might be what has kept this office from turning into the kind of crime center that I'm envisioning. But once we say no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
I respectfully disagree with that because the regime you've described is the regime we've operated under for 234 years. There has not been an expectation based on 234 years of unbroken political.
All right, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question.
All right, so he's arguing the president's counsel, well, they have thought that they were immune from criminal prosecution. I don't know about that. I'm not sure the history of this. You know, I'm just telling you, we shouldn't go around saying, yeah, well, if we think a political rival, this was offered up as corrupt, you can kill him. I don't think we want to say that with a president. But I come back to what the core is, why this is interesting. The FDR example. We don't want presidents. Harry Truman making the decision with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You do that today and you're out of office, you know they might come after you. We don't want it to be a ceremonial job where they're hemmed in. We already have impeachment, but if you impeach the president, but there's not grounds to kick him out of office, that's the constitutional way to go. How about post the presidency, though, getting at him? Well, that gets into tricky grounds. Why has all this happened to Trump? It's obvious that at least the lion's share of it is overkill, persecution, not prosecution. That should be obvious when we see this first case here with Alvin Bragg, who didn't even want to bring it, doesn't prosecute people in New York. We've heard now the concerted effort. Yesterday we had on an expert in this, the concerted effort by the entire Biden administration, National Archives, Julie Kelly we had on, to bring the documents charges to get Trump on that. You've seen what it's like in the land of Fannie Willis. OK. You put all these together and these don't amount to much. Now, if they wanted to charge Trump with insurrection, bring it on with January 6th. That would have been interesting to see that. Yeah, Dan mentioned the Obama drone strikes. What about negligence? Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Who makes that determination? Well, I would say who makes that determination, like anything else, is a court of law. And I'm not saying that the president has absolute immunity.
I mean, doesn't that just give Supreme Court ultimate power then?
Well, somebody's got to make this determination. Now, I see it the other way. You can't have a president who's king and says, I want to murder this talk radio host because he's spreading disinformation. That's my logical argument. Bad for the country. Kill Dom Giordano. Oh, my God. Throw the book at him.
The thing is, it would have to lead to a popular election before it got to that point. And somebody who's making threats against people's lives, I don't think gets elected president.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know exactly.
I think this argument that Sauer is trying to make there, though, is essentially this is how we've operated all these years. We just assume that the president isn't going to get to office, change his mentality and become a career criminal.
Well, I hear that, but I just think it's ludicrous, though, when they answer these hypothetical. How do you answer the hypothetical? Does the president have the right to have someone killed? You got to litigate that. You got to see whether that's the case or not. But it should go back to the idea in the lower court. The bottom line is this, that Jack Smith and these others have gone too far. They're trying to get inside Trump's mind that he knew this was a lie all along. We don't know that as far as post the election. And he was doing illegal means, even though he knew he lost. There's enough evidence. We talked about this a lot. There's enough evidence out there to make the argument. There were things that were done. And I'm not talking about wild stuff that were out of bounds. In fact, we're trying to prevent them the next time around from doing it. Zuckerbucks, for example. The Supreme Court here in Pennsylvania, several actions are beyond questionable. So was Trump right to pursue this? Yeah, I think that the argument, the reasonable doubt is, he believed he could pursue this. There were avenues there. Now, you saw that yesterday, Arizona, 4 years after the fact, has indicted these people that were using the idea of another board of electors there. 4 years after the fact, Giuliani again, Meadows, and a bunch of others. What took them so long? Well, the politics of it. So I think the Supreme Court, the bottom line is this. This is not a frivolous case. Everybody ought to agree on that. What are the limits of presidential power? What do we want to do as a country? In these other departments, you have checks and balances. No one person's in charge. In the executive branch, the president is. Well, except for the deep state. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Caroline Leavitt must really be in a all-cost meeting here. Trump's back in the courtroom.
I love the picture they have in the picture-in-picture on Fox News of the giant building.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a giant building that he's inside.
The ominous tall building that Trump
apparently,
is somewhere inside of.
Another one of those federal courtrooms, people tell me the temperature's never good, it's run down, it's seedy looking, etc.
Well, what do you expect? Like them to bling it out for Trump?
Well, I expect just a normal. Why does it have to be all run down at all?
True.
Why can't it be a decent sort of place?
Yeah.
Coming up, Dawn and I talked about this a little bit. We have more information. This theft from Lululemon, second one now, where the state police, isn't it interesting? The state police are taking the ball now and enforcing the law, happened over in Delaware County. 110 mile an hour these people were going. They crash. There were four or more inside a Taurus, three or four dead at this point. One was a pregnant 17-year-old. So it raises the issue about what do we want to do around retail theft? Lululemon, I wouldn't be that helpful. I'm not putting my officers' lives at risk. I got to say it, simply because they don't want to do anything. Well, then you'll have to scramble for yourself. Put a sign outside the door. No, we don't want any help. But I support the cops all the way. This retail theft stuff is so out of control. And the fact these people died in the chase, that's on them. The only thing I care about, you're right, is one thing. innocent people who could be killed by these maniacs. So the tension is, how do we stop them from retail theft without getting anyone else injured to the best of our ability? They were willing to go, according to one report, 110 miles an hour over there in Delaware County, crash into a guardrail near Chichester. The whole car catches on fire. They could have killed someone else. Their lives and what they do, completely outside the bounds. They're choosing to do it. Why are they coming to the suburbs to do it? Because they've gotten away with it in Philadelphia. Things are under lock and key, I guess. And they feel they'll go to the suburbs to rob around the clock. All right, more details on that coming up. A lot of people want to get into all-time bad idea on this day, or, well, these last couple of days. New Coke was announced. I like Dan's Dylan Mulvaney doing that whole thing with Bud Light, which still hasn't recovered and may not recover. I like communism as the answer, or the NFL draft. I don't think there's anybody in America that
I get so furious with this NFL draft suggestion.
That supports me on it. Ro does. She says, yeah, I think you ought to be able
to
go.
Yeah, but that's your wife. I mean, come on.
No, she makes a common sense case.
No.
Why is it that we're telling someone, imagine if it were you. And I know they're getting millions of dollars and all that. But maybe Buffalo shouldn't have a team. Why do we have to get sent to an igloo? If you can't draw people there.
I hope our Buffalo listeners call in.
Yeah, call me from Buffalo. You shouldn't have a team. Maybe Jacksonville shouldn't have it for a period of time, even though the weather's nice. And there's all kinds of reasons.
Well, I think Jacksonville might be one of those teams that exceeds expectations if this were to drop. Because the money, yeah. The cons, Sadiq and Nick, or
yeah.
Yeah. Tony, the one that runs AEW, I think they have a ton of money to give players to draw them down to Florida.
Well, that's what you need, money, or you need location, or you need the coach, or you need somebody who wants to win.
One of the greatest stories, and I always go back to it, in the history of NFL is the publicly owned entity of the Green Bay Packers. And
that days past, that's what capitalism is. Sears was number one in the country. The Sears catalog once. You're giving me the Sears catalog argument.
So should unfurl a world in which there's no NFL draft.
That's exactly right.
No, I want you to.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So are we talking just some super team that runs the gamut every year and you're supportive of that?
It hasn't happened in other sports. The Yankees pay a lot more. The Dodgers do, and they choke. They've only won once.
The Dodgers have a super team, but you're right. They choke.
If something happens, you just can't. You need to.
You know, you don't think the popularity of the MLB, which has dwindled over time, wouldn't skyrocket if there is more parity and competition within the league? Like the story of the Diamondbacks last year was an anomaly. It was fantastic to follow because you had a bunch of young, homegrown players that were drafted onto the team. That exceeded expectations. And
if it's organic, but if it's, just think about what you're saying. I feel as if I'm listening to communism right here. Parody is the word. Parody, comrade. Tomorrow we're going to be talking Chernobyl as a side question for a reason. I feel as if we're all drinking vodka. Parody. You can't come in and argue with me and say parody as Dan is. Come on, be brave enough. Tell me. I want to see that NFL draft tonight.
I can't wait for the NFL draft. It's one of my favorite parts of the year. The analysis that goes into it, the new stage that's set forth for all these teams moving forward.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
The decision to draft an offensive lineman year after year by Howie Roseman, which is probably going to happen again tonight.
Yeah, here we go. Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. Yeah, I saw on Twitter a pretty good one, all-time big mistake, worst thing. To decide to do
that idea.
LBJ's Great Society / War on Poverty. This guy does not get the discredit he deserves. Yesterday when we had Monday we had O'Reilly on, he said James Buchanan in his upcoming book is the worst president. Just a simple question he asked. Did he help the country or hurt the country, and by how much? Biden second worst. I got to put LBJ right there. I mean, just the long-term damage of this guy is incredible. All right, so this Lululemon thing, couple of things that jump out. I believe four died in this fiery Delco crash. The state police were giving chase. They had done that before, apparently in February, with a similar shoplifting thing. And you get the tension here. We got to stop these shoplifters. But in a situation where they're going 110 miles an hour, all right, they end up dead in this situation. My only thought, my first thought, is tempering the lives of people. Thank God no one else was hit, no one else was lost. Anything that happens to them in this situation, they have it coming. But just the mentality, this 17-year-old pregnant along the way, I saw one report, the number of them, they were just in a TARS, could have been six or seven people, something like that. These rings often coming from Philadelphia. And this all comes back on guys like Krasner. You had people. We told you the Ambler story yesterday. In Ambler, these two guys come into a CVS. They take, they steal the birthday present bags you get. Somehow or another go off with $5,000 in value from that CVS, just casually walking around and doing it. Then they go to another one in the same day. So absolutely, something's got to be done here. But you have to temper that in a situation like this. Just, you know, and Lululemon, I got to say, a business that just says, remember, people got in trouble for calling the cops. Maybe they didn't even call the cops. I don't know in this. I'm just thanking God that these idiots didn't hit someone else weaving in and out of traffic at that speed and ending up in a fiery crash. But I support the state police. I'm not sure how much of an intense chase they were involved in, whether they were using a helicopter. You know, I'm not going to be critical of them. But in each chase situation, you have to take into account the potential loss. Imagine if somebody, some innocent person, you, a listener, Roe, a DJ, anybody is coming along, they get hit by these morons. And guess what? The surviving moron still wouldn't get the death penalty. They wouldn't.
Do we know if these were teenagers?
Well, I believe, well, one 17-year-old and pregnant, and the other information on
I'm thinking, like, if you fit seven people into a Ford Taurus, you got to be small people, right? I mean,
yeah. That's one report, how they were crammed in there. You can imagine, and that car going 110 miles an hour at one point, according to reports. But we're hearing this in the suburbs again and again. And we come back to the idea. I think the chief that we talked with over in Marble Newtown, certainly at one point in time when he held his news conference, Pat Malloy, who was one of the leaders in Abington, the chief over in Bensalem, who is like right out of a movie, saying that more of these cities have to come together and saying to Philadelphia, look, we are not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. You know, Sherelle Parker, the new police chief, my sense is that she and the police chief are building up a record, and they are going to challenge Krasner. And you're saying, how is one man able to do this? I've answered that to you, and a lot of people can't accept it. If you get someone who is clever and as determined as this guy, and he has a base of support of these creeps in various places that are insulated from this, and they're turned on by his great experiment. Some of these center city pockets, the Black Ministers Group, Chestnut Hill, they can't wait to vote for this guy. He's going to run again. That's come out this week. He hasn't announced officially. And when he does, I'm hoping it's Derek Green that runs against him. If he wins again, it tells you what we're up against. But he is doing damage. Not just to Philadelphia, this is spreading to the suburbs. And I think these suburban locales, this was Concord Township, what they have to do is hold a summit and come up letting people in these suburbs know what action they're going to take. These are not one-offs. This is crazy stuff. 110 miles an hour, maybe seven people in the car, pregnant teenager. Lululemon again. I'm not blaming the store per se, even though they're despicable at the management level, that they will not prosecute if they allow it to go on. What I'm saying is these are not easy things. You have lawlessness out there. Innocent people could have easily been killed. I'm not going to say just let them go, though. You do that, you know, we're back into, that's going to embolden them more. These are not easy times. It's the same mentality you're seeing on college campuses. It's the same people engage in this. And they have to be taken on by winning elections, by using the power that we have, by defeating Krasner.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
It's that time of the afternoon. Dan usually takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. But Dom, we got to move quick because we got a great guest coming up at 2. I'm going to send it right back to you.
That's right. Linda Kearns here with a lot to report. Election integrity on the minds of our listeners is king, without a doubt. Look, this whole thing with immunity, we want to rein in the power of the president. Remember when Nixon was going to have royal guards all dressed up like the Swiss guards? You know, people thought, no. We don't want that type of presidency. That's true. But we also don't want to see, at the same time, the persecution of a president post-presidency that's going on the last 3 years plus. So how do we do that? And I told you what the mechanism is. The court ought to say there are issues here about the limitations on immunity. We send it back to the lower court to see, is this within the zone of protection criminally for a president, some of the things that have been charged? That's the way to go with this. Not saying, no, we're not going to do anything with it. I'm glad they took it up because you're seeing what's playing out today. There are serious issues here about what we want a president to be thinking as he or she makes a decision. All right? We don't want them hamstrung in the future not to make the right decision, something that might be bold at the time, simply because of the repercussions they'll face. Now, Trump's case is a little bit more complicated than that. A lot of this was post the election stuff. But it seems to me, let's litigate each action. Was that within the parameters of a president pursuing what he thought was a falsehood? You'd have to say, yeah, it was. Does that insulate every action? No, it doesn't. All right, if you want to say he does, he has absolute immunity, then you're going to have a president who's a king. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Linda Kearns is next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.